Nothing beats the excitement of thundering hooves racing down the track. This is the Eastern Professional Chariot and Chuck Wagon Report, brought to you by Advantage Collision in Saskatoon and Prince Albert.
Hi, this is Bryce Young reporting for the Eastern Professional Chariot and Chuck Wagon Association. Last weekend was a busy weekend for our association as we hosted two shows, one in Melville and one in Archewell. The results from the Melville show in conjunction with the Manitoba Professional Chariot and Chuck Wagon Association are as follows. In the chariot division, Lucas Whitehead was the top dog in the chariots, followed by Dakota Longman and her Prairie North Co-op Association chariot. Third was Twyla Salmond with the Hardy's Auction outfit. Fourth went to Miles McNarland with his B&W Trailer Hitches chariot. Fifth went to Coy Richardson with his Willow Point Resort Properties chariot. The best dressed chariot was the Curtis Longman chariot, and the junior chariot was Johnny Robertson. In the wagons in Melville, Kane Salmond took first place with his vetted wagon. Second place went to Wayne Salmond. Third place went to Curtis Longman with J-Max Sandblasting. Cooper Hughes, Bonix Auto Service, was fourth, and Hayden Rooks with his Select Shows Midway wagon was fifth. The best dressed wagon was the Coy Richardson outfit, and the junior Chuck Wagon driver's honors went to TJ Moosetail. In Archewell, the chariot division was won by Brooklyn Daniels and her Emerald Catering and East Central First Nations Education Authority chariot. Second place was Colin Kilbourne with his Monster Construction cart. Third place went to Ryan Peterson with the Scottheim Trucking chariot. Fourth was taken by Casey Peterson. Fifth went to Kent Solomon's Porcupine Storage chariot. The best dressed chariot was Breanne Sherwood with the BDH Welding cart. In the chuck wagons, top honors went to Casey Peterson's Motor City Farms. In hot pursuit for second place was Colin Kilbourne in his Black Rock Asphalt Paving wagon. Riley Broughton's Assiniboia Trailers wagon was third, and Jody Drexler placed fourth with Remax. Fifth went to Calvin Young and his De Havilland Aircraft wagon. Calvin Young was also voted the best dressed wagon. These reports are brought to you by Advantage Collision Center in Saskatoon and Prince Albert on CJWW every Monday at 6 o'clock and every Thursday at 6 o'clock. See you at the racetrack this weekend. Three big days of racing in Hudson Bay, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.